Okay, I guess, Ed, we're going out to...
Yes, we're going to go out to, evidently, I think it was about a week or a week and a half ago, a tragedy happened in Seminole, a longtime establishment, Screwy Louie's Porpoise Pub. I mean, everybody knew about that place on Seminole Boulevard there, and they had a tragic fire. I pretty much demolished the place. So joining us right now is the owner, and we're going to see what's happening. There's some benefits going on to try to get that place back going again. And Lou joins us right now. Lou Falco. How are you?
Pretty good, as can be expected, I guess, after everything that's happened. You know?
I can understand. Take us through it. How long ago did this happen, actually, and what exactly happened?
It was Sunday night, or actually, you know, early Monday morning. I guess somewhere around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning is when the fire started, and it didn't take long. It just consumed the whole building, all the buildings. It's basically gone.
And I know that building has been there for, what, 50 years, you said, something like that?
Yeah, 65.
Wow.
65 years. Yeah, it was 1951. They started building it, and it's been a lot of different things. It was the first resort. It was kind of groundbreaking at the time. I mean, they had live dolphins here. They had a huge dolphin pool, and they had seals and gators and monkeys. And he was kind of an innovator of his time. He was way before a lot of the places. It was the only place you could swim with the dolphins. Hmm. He was the first one to really do that, you know, back then, back in the 60s. You know, they had they went out in a little 24-foot boat and caught two dolphins and brought them in. You'd never be able to do that today.
Politically correct. That couldn't happen.
Yeah, you'd have a movie
exactly,
made.
You know? I always wondered how it got his name. I don't even serve porpoise there. I mean, I always wondered how they actually got the name, but that's...
Yeah, they had porpoises at the tomb. It was a mother and a baby that they had caught. The first one they caught died after a couple of days.
Oh, no.
He bought 10,000 pounds of fish, and it wouldn't eat the fish because it was dead fish. And when they went out and they caught a mother and a little baby, and the mother within 3 days had the baby eating fish, and she was eating it, and they survived. They were called Hello and Dolly. And then they... Dolly was the baby that eventually, when he closed that part of it down, I think it went down to John's Pass. They they put the dolphin down there, and it finished off its life there, you know. But it was quite a place in its day. Like I said, way ahead of its time. Now, you know, you've got, you know, all the parks and everything that do it. There's places you go and swim with the dolphins. But back then, he was the innovator. He was the original one.
You know, when I saw this story, Lou, it just really touched me. You know, I was a part of a nightclub in Clearwater called New York, New York for 17 years. And, you know, we basically had an ownership that, you know, got an offer for, you know, basically with the construction and everything to, you know, we had 2 weeks notice, which is a lot more than you had this whole thing going down. But to see, you know, ours had to be demolished and everything. And I know that probably the hardest thing is the memories that you had in that building that are gone now forever. You just can't get those
positively. It's just, there's so much stuff. I mean, I literally lost everything. You know, it's like losing your home. You know, everything I had was in here. You know, I was here 20 hours a day, you know, and this, you know, everything was just, everything's lost. And there was so many things that people gave us, you know, and that have been, that was in here for years, that are just, you know, they're irreplaceable. And you know, a lot of memories. You know, there's a few things that survived on the outside that hopefully will keep the spirit alive a little bit, you know. But that's about it, you know. Everything else is gone, you know.
I know it's hard, and you know, a lot of times on this show here, Dining Out Radio, Kenny has so many establishments that have been around for so long, and it's such a tough grind. And then, you know, when you make your niche in the area, and then something tragic like this happens. But you know, maybe sometimes it's for a reason you don't know. I know that the outpouring from the community, from a GoFundMe page to everything. Let's talk positive here. What's now moving on? I know you have a benefit coming up this weekend, and what are your plans for the Porpoise Pub?
Yeah, well, we're in the process. Right now we're weighing our options. We would like to rebuild. Whether or not we're going to be able to do it here, we don't know at this point. You know, there's just so many things. It's you know, we are in a residential neighborhood. We're surrounded by residential. Whether or not they'll even let us do it again. You know, it was grandfathered in for so many years.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they'll take it into consideration, but these are all things that we've got to look at. You know, one way or another, the Porpoise Pub will reopen, just whether it's here or maybe in another spot. We, you know, I really don't know right now. You know, we've got so much to go through, and we've got to, you know, we're going to have to question zoning and all the, you know, commissioners and all that. That all that has to be done, right? You know, I mean, it's right down to right now just cleaning the job site up. You know, we have to get asbestos permits and all that. They've got to come down. That takes time. You know, we can't even clean it out. You know, this place being built so long ago, you know, I'm sure there's some type of asbestos or something, you know. So we have to look at those things and say, all right, you know, what are our options and what can we do? And what's the cost of the cleanup going to do? You know, there's just so many things right now that I'm going through. It's just amazing. It really is. You know, you know, that's why all the fundraisers. I mean, anything that people are doing right now it will help. It's just have a lot of expenses before we can even get to a point of really knowing whether we can reopen. You know, but we have to get to that point before. You know, before we can make that decision and figure out where we're at. So it's amazing. It's just, it's a lot to you know, absorb right now. You know, I'm just, you know, pretty overwhelmed, you know, and I'm, you know, my heart's so filled with all the help that everybody's giving us, because without it, we wouldn't be able to do any of this. You know, and people are just helping out big time, and it's, you know, it really is. I just hope that we're able to do it. You know, we just have to keep moving forward step at a time and get to that point where hopefully the walls start going up.
How can they go about helping as far as, like, Ed, you were talking about the GoFundMe page or these events?
Yeah, they also have a benefit coming up in Pinellas Park. Lou, why don't you tell them a little bit about that?
Yeah, on Sunday, another bar, Southland Tavern, is helping us out, and they're doing a fundraiser. TJ Sutton, who's a good friend of mine and a customer, he's kind of spearheading it with a lot of other people, and it should be big. There'll be bands all day and food and all that, and they're actually letting my help work the event so that they can make some money, you know, which is pretty nice of them. You know, at least they get a little income, and there's a few people that are actually having some benefits for the staff, you know, to raise money for them, because, you know, they're out of work. Another business had offered to, take any applications, put anybody that, any of my staff to work while we're going through the rebuilding process and all that, which was really nice of him. He said he told his manager, whoever comes in, just hire him, give him some shifts, you know, and that's pretty big. So everybody's just reaching out and helping. I thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for it.
Yeah, the one good thing that I learned is, you know, in 17 years and being in a building, it's not about the building, really. The buildings come and go, but it's about the people that were inside and your crew that you actually have that will hopefully, you know, move with you, or you'll find a spot, whatever, and we hope that happens. Once again, we're talking with Lou Falco, the owner of Porpoise Pub, and just give us, you said it was Southland Tavern on 66th Street. Do you have an address for that and the times?
I don't even know what the address is.
All right, we'll find it for you.
And that's really the key. A lot of times people don't think about the employees like you have working for you. It's sad what happened, and yourself, and a lot of people just don't think about the workers now. Most of the time, what are they going to do?
And it's, Most of the people have been with me 7 years, 8 years. You know, I had a few that I brought over from my other restaurant that had been with me about 9 years, so it's tough for them, you know. My heart goes out. It was their life, you know. A lot of them, they work 6-7 days a week, you know. We had so many people that worked here. We did so many big charity events and that type of thing. And, you know, they would come in as volunteers, you know, for these things, you know. And they worked here for the 7 years also, you know. We'd have, 30, 35 people that would volunteer there, you know, bartenders and bar backs and this and all that, you know, once, twice, three times a month during these big events, they would be here. So, you know, it was even more than my core staff. There was, you know, so many other people that were involved in the operation of the place. It was amazing. You know?
The address is 9703 66th Street North in Pinellas Park. That's 9703 66th Street North in Pinellas Park. Well, Lou, thanks for coming on, and we will follow with you, and hopefully things turn out the best, and give us an update, please, if something breaks, whether it's a building or whatever.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lou.
Yes,
okay.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, it's just a shame. I mean, it's... you know, that one hit hard because I know what he's feeling being 17 years around people you work with all the time, and then it's just gone.
Yeah.
You know, and I knew, I saw that the TV interview, because radio doesn't express the emotion that he's going through, but, you know, that just to be taken away in the middle of the night, that's just incredible.
Yeah, as you said, working at New York, you had a time to say your goodbyes and
sure,
people to adjust. This is, bing, wake up in the morning.
Exactly.
I got no job.
Yeah. Well, like you said, hopefully, I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about it, that's prime real estate there. It's on the lake. And then the big thing is they were grandfathered in. And, you know, a lot of people around that area, the demographics, they don't like bars. And because they were grandfathered in, it's going to be an uphill struggle to try to get them back in there and get the building rebuilt. You know, maybe they'll find one close by that suits their needs, and they just basically transfer the flag. So hopefully it works out.